Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
With Hubert Davis dismissed, no seat will be hotter in Chapel Hill than Bill Belichick's this fall. This is Michael Coe filling in for Art Chansky with Wednesday's Sports Notebook. After a debut season in which Belichick made more headlines off the field than on it, Carolina football may be in for another rough year. The Tar Heels went 4-8 against a relatively soft schedule last season, and now the level of competition will ramp up by leaps and bounds. Awaiting UNC are home dates with Notre Dame, Louisville, and Miami, road trips to Virginia, Clemson, and Pitt, and the second of their two-game series against TCU in Dublin. Those are all teams which will likely have significant talent advantages and will surely be favored in their matchups with UNC. Finding even 4 wins on the 2026 schedule is difficult. We can probably pencil in East Tennessee State as a win. UConn on the road could be favorable, especially since the Huskies lost their head coach. Syracuse at home is reasonable too. And who knows what Duke will look like next season after losing star quarterback Darian Mensah. But all the talk about strength of schedule is overshadowing a bigger issue. Fans have seemingly had it with Belichick. His perceived aloofness after the enthusiasm of Mac Brown has rubbed supporters the wrong way, and something tells me the program won't sell out every seat this season as it did last season in the hype of Chapel Bill 1.0. The off-the-field distractions, too, have brought needless embarrassment to a program which wanted to graduate to the big boy table by hiring Belichick in the first place. UNC clearly learned its lesson from the Belichick hiring in the way it's going about the men's basketball coaching search. All reporting indicates there's no interference from the Board of Trustees or anyone else, leaving athletic director Bubba Cunningham and protege Steve Newmark to spearhead the effort. Is it a coincidence that John Pryor, who was reportedly instrumental in bringing in Belichick, is no longer with the board? If UNC football struggles again this fall, the administration will have a decision to make. Yes, the buyout on Belichick's contract is steep, but in the long term, it may cost more to keep him than to fire him. A new head coach usually inspires a jump in ticket sales, and Carolina could signal it's turning over a new leaf by cutting the old one loose and bringing in a young, exciting football mind. The program swung for the fences when it hired Belichick, the perceived NFL GOAT. And there's no shame in cutting its losses early. But the biggest step is the first one, admitting it made the wrong choice. This is Michael Coe. I'll see you next time.